Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we got a tight game right now in the World Series. We're in the 11th inning. There's two out. Leclerc is on the hill. Thomas is batting for Arizona. I was just thinking, there's way much more pressure on the pitcher in this spot. I'm just thinking, you're the pitcher, you screw up, everyone looks at you. Nobody will remember, oh, Thomas struck out. Yeah, well, so did the guy before him, right? So it's crazy if you're a hitter, you really go up there. You got nothing to lose. You could be a hero, and no one's really going to call you out, you know, if you don't get a hit. But if you're the pitcher, right, and Leclerc doesn't get any credit, even though he gets out of these jams. But if he loses, he's going to be the loser to cost him game one of the World Series. We're going to the bottom of the 11th inning right now in a 5-5. You can't make this up. Both teams have five hits, both teams five runs, both teams have eight hits, as even as it gets. Julio, what are your best bets, college football?
We've got a snowstorm coming to Fort Collins tomorrow, actually at like a couple of hours. Air Force against Colorado State, projecting between 3 and 12 inches of snow, but the wind's always going to be a big factor, so keep an eye on that tomorrow. I'm going under 46.5 Air Force Colorado State, and give me the Rams plus 15. I think the Rams are live in this game to beat Air Force. Let's go back to the well. Utah treated us very well pretty much all season, but especially last week against Southern Cal. You're going to give me a touchdown for a home dog against Oregon. Give me the Utes plus 6.5 against Oregon. And we talked about Nebraska a couple of weeks ago against Illinois. They needed to win that game to set them up for bowl eligibility. They've won two in a row. Give me the Cornhuskers minus 2 against Purdue.
And quickly, Julio, football, we'll ask about your two teams. You're in Denver, but you were in Chicago, Bears fans. So Bears are playing the Chargers on Sunday night. I can't believe we didn't get to that with Joe Madden earlier. I think the Chargers are actually going to roll them, but what do you think about the NFL Broncos, Chiefs, and you got the Bears-Chargers game?
Bears, Chargers, under 46.5, and I like the under as well in Kansas City and Denver. So under 47, unders in both games. And I think Kirk Cousins has two touchdowns against the Packers, and the Vikings minus 1 against Green Bay. Green Bay stink. Their coach stinks. I don't like anything about the Packers.
I thought the Packers were going to be better than they were. Coming in to this year, they're not. We got a big weekend of hockey, Angela. We had Joe Madden on earlier. You got the outdoor game in Edmonton this week as well. Big weekend of sports, and of course we got European soccer as well. What do you like overseas, Angela? Any bets that really catch your eye that you're hammering?
Yeah, I got a couple of bets here. First, tomorrow in Serie A, I like Juventus to get the clean sheet against Hellas Verona there. Minus 125. Juventus, they play like old school 90s Italy team. They love winning 1-0, and that's their style. So even if they tie the game 0-0, clean sheet cashes. So I like Juventus minus 125 of the clean sheet. And we got the El Clasico tomorrow, too, Real Madrid and Barcelona. I like both teams to score and over 2.5 goals at minus 125.
What about you, Julio? I know you like to bet the international soccer as well. What do you got?
As Angelo mentioned, that El Clasico tomorrow, Barcelona, Real Madrid, 70%, both teams to score and over 2.5 goals in the last 20 La Liga meetings. So I like that. Both teams to score over 2 goals and over 3 goals at plus 125. Man City to beat Man United in the Manchester Derby, minus 1, plus 125. And Bayern Munich, clean sheet, minus 120 tomorrow against Darmstadt. I think I pronounced it correctly, Darmstadt in Germany.
103.89 Golden State Warriors over the Sacramento Kings right now. Just brutal. Just brutal. I took the Sacramento Kings this evening. 5-5 still in the baseball game. We should note right now. 88-83 for the Orlando Magic over the Portland Trailblazers. Okay, so we'll get to Angelo and Julio out of here, but just to recap, if you're just joining us, Angelo likes the Houston Dynamo on the money line, minus 145. We all agree on St. Louis SC. Me, Angelo, and Julio all like St. Louis to beat Sporting. I also think St. Louis are going to advance. Our boy Angelo Zara's got Nashville SC double chance winner draw, minus 125 at FanDuel. I'm going to go with I'm going to take the Vancouver Whitecaps plus a goal and a half tomorrow. It's minus 190. We're going to find some dance partners. We like the over and the corner kicks as well. We'll find some other spots. Julio, before we get you out of here, we got less than a minute left. Final best bets, MLS.
Both teams to score and under 5 goals, LAFC and Vancouver, plus 137.
Love
and 12-1 St. Louis to win MLS. 12-1 St. Louis to win the MLS Cup.
Who do you think wins the MLS Cup, Angelo? Who would you take?
Well, I picked Austin at the beginning of the year, and they didn't even make the playoffs. So
you got a mulligan.
I think Seattle here. I like Seattle. I know they're not a fortress, like they're struggling at home this year, but I think Seattle, they're always in the mix of it. I took Seattle just for S and giggles.
I'm going to take Messi and Inter Miami. Oh, wait, that's right. They didn't make it. I'll take him anyways. He's that good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Gabe.
Let's roll. It's the Friday Night Freak Show. The Pits, the Players, the Hustlers, the People, the Muslim, and everybody else in between. Shout out to everybody joining us on Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio SoCal in the house. And, yes, we're into extra innings in the World Series right now. It's been a wild back-and-forth baseball game. Los Angeles Dodger fans missing Corey Seager right now. We talked about Corey Seager. If you like the Texas Rangers to win the World Series, then you didn't want to lay minus 170, minus 180. You wanted to take Corey Seager to be MVP of the World Series. Now, it could be Garcia. Now, we're not even through the first game yet, but Corey Seager smashes a clutch, big time, two-run shot to send this game into extra innings. The Rangers went into the ninth inning down 5-3. So it's now 5-5 in this baseball game. We're going to the bottom of the 11th inning right now. The Texas Rangers are currently minus 190 favorites to win the game. It's amazing because the Rangers, man, these guys were like plus 700 at one point. It was bouncing around, plus 500. We were talking about you can get plus 150 earlier with the Rangers, plus a run and a half in the eighth inning. So I guess this series is going to be every bit as wild as the last time that the Texas Rangers were in the World Series. The Texas Rangers have only been in the World Series one time before, and it was one of the craziest and most entertaining World Series ever, and it was against the St. Louis Cardinals. It was a bunch of high-scoring, really wild back-and-forth games in a seven-game series that the Cardinals ended up winning in 2011. And ironically enough, I guess, and listen, anyone who tuned into the show knows, I said, you know, I think Texas win this thing in like 5 or 6 games. But I guess...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I should have known when you consider that the Texas Rangers had been to one World Series before and it went 7 games. The Arizona Diamondbacks had been to one World Series before. It went to 7 games. And here we are right now. We have played baseball for multiple hours. Both teams have 5 runs. Both teams have 8 hits. It could not be any more evenly matched than it is. The Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart's going to step up and in and join us. He's got a bunch of best bets. I've got a ton of college football best bets up for you. NFL best bets, NHL, Tony Finn, Area 51 in the house. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. It depends on players, the hustlers, the people to bust them, and everybody else in between. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio in the house. And just seconds ago, Garcia. Big players make big plays in big games. Corey Seager tied the game with a 2-run shot in the ninth inning. Garcia finishes it off. We play in a power league right now. It's a home run derby. It is what it is. Who hits more home runs wins. And the Texas Rangers hit a 2-run shot from Seager in the ninth. And Garcia in epic fashion. The stadium's going crazy. Just one of those special moments in a 6-5 Texas Rangers victory. Rangers take game one of the World Series. Devastating, heartbreaking loss for an Arizona Diamondback team that is as resilient as they come. But it's the first of four, man, and there's no moral victories in this stuff. Like, you lost, it is. Whether you lost by one, whether you lost by 10, it doesn't really matter. You move on to the next game. But a massive, massive turn here in this series with Texas coming back up against it on the ropes. Let's bring in Tony Finn, a man who's fought back from being on the ropes his entire life. What's up, Tony?
Great intro. It's amazing.
I've had a lot of shots to the head, too, so can you repeat? Yeah. I barely heard you.
You have a lot of shots of tequila too, but you're doing all right. Yeah,
sure, hard. Dude. Tony, what are you rolling up, in Stoli? This guy just literally looks like he, instead of a water bed, it's a vodka bed. Yeah,
no, Tony, I gotta be honest. You always look best, like this, Tony. Though. Tony always just sort of looks like he's been up on handicapping games.
He doesn't sleep.
I didn't know.
He's an animal.
I had no idea.
You look like a
wired
professor.
I had no idea you're supposed to look a certain way. If you're supposed to look a certain way, I'm in pretty much trouble.
Professor. Good call. That's exactly what he looks like.
He looks like the dude in Back to the Future, actually. It's true.
A little bit.
You're even up. That's you.
Well played.
You're Christopher Lloyd. You're even like him. Like, you're more like him in Taxi, though.
But everybody underestimated Christopher Lloyd. Maybe so.
It's a good point. Yeah, he played like the character in Taxi. He's a pretty sharp guy. Okay,
that was a good 6-5 win.
As I stated, Tony, big players make big plays in big games. Yeah. It sounds cliche, but it's true. And, mm-hmm. You know, not to make this about the Dodgers, but look at the Dodgers. Freeman and Betts were cold and didn't give them anything. You look at the Texas Rangers. Corey Seager and Garcia have been carrying this baseball team. They just stepped up and saved their team, both of them. 2-run shot in the ninth and then a solo shot in the 11th.
Yeah, and you mentioned it, Gabe. You're spot on. You know, we live in it's a different world. As technology improves.
Well, when I said it's a power league now, Powerball. Nope. That's what it is.
Yeah. Who's going to hit that?
That's it. Who's going to hit next home run wins? Almost, Tony, right? Mm-hmm. It's almost like a hockey game. Next goal wins. whoever hits the next home run wins. That's sort of what it is.
Yeah, bat speed, bat angles, you know, arm pressure points, arm release. Technologically, and advanced so much that, you know, 100 miles an hour isn't much when, you know, 20 years ago, 100 miles an hour was pretty a rare feat, right? All home runs, all strikeouts, all walks in baseball. That's the way it is. And you're right. If you, whoever hits the most home runs is going to win the series, and it's probably going to be Texas.
All right, let's get people. Cam, you've been pretty quiet since after this game. How do you feel right now after Arizona? The definition of Dennis Green, actually. We let them off the hook. You want to crown their ass, they crown their ass. They even crowned, they should say. We played them four times this year. We beat them three times. We found they were. We let them off the hook. They really did.
We did.
Dennis Green.
We did let them off the hook. And I'm going to tell you something. Other than my plus one and a half on both sides, I'm going to be frank and I'm going to be honest. That's what we do here on the show. That was a huge loss for Arizona. Now, they steal that game. That helps my 6-7 bets. All this thing going the distance. Now, that is a crushing defeat. Seawald gives up a two-run bomb to Seager, and then they lose an extra
inning. Five or six.
Yes, it does. See, some people get happy with things in life. Other people get sad. I'm on the sad part. I actually made money on the game, Gabe, but my series plays now. I think I'm a little bit worried because Texas now, Montgomery's pitching too. That's a bad, bad thing for Arizona. This guy's been money in the bank in the playoffs. He's been almost unhittable. So we'll see. But devastating loss for the Snakes. Seawald giving up that bomb to your boy Seager.
Tony. You know, I want to throw something in, Gabe, and yeah. Real quickly, you guys were talking about series, and you're probably talking about exact games, or at least to win 4-2, et cetera, et cetera. In the middle of this series, tonight, for instance, was DJ Rayburn. He's a pitcher-friendly. In game 3 and 4, it's Alfonso Marquez and David Rackley, two of the smallest K-zones in baseball. So they're going to be hitter-friendly. And the better hitting team typically wins those games. Now, obviously, anything can happen in a game, in a best of 7, best of 3, best of 5, whatever the case may be. Best team doesn't always win in the World Series. However, there's a big advantage there. If Texas goes up 2-0 and they go to Chase for three games and Marquez and Rackley are the umpires, then I think they have a pretty good big advantage. In fact, I think they have a chance to sweep.
All right, let's reset the stage here right now. Yeah. I'm somewhat surprised about these numbers. Adolis Garcia is plus 210 to be the MVP right now. Corey Seager is plus 400.
Bet them both.
I'm really surprised that Corey Seager did not move. Corey Seager was like plus 400, plus 450 before the game, Tony. Mm-hmm. And Garcia was plus 500. Okay. Garcia just hit a solo home run to win the game. Are we forgetting that Corey Seager hit a two-run home run to tie the effing game?
You're only as good as your last. You're only as good as your last.
I know. The rubes of today remember what they saw last. Oh, that home run was 20 minutes ago. He did it 5 minutes ago. No, but I'm just saying that. I thought they'd both be in the same number still right now. But that's good value with Seager still right now at plus 400.
I played for 450. So I got
plus
450. Yeah.
I played both of them before, Garcia and Seager. We said, if you like Texas, you play both of these guys because they're the ones that are going to, you know, if it's going to happen. So what do you think, Tony, of game two here? The Texas Rangers, minus 165 favorites right now. Merrill Kelly goes for the D-backs against Montgomery.
I will say this. Both home and road dichotomies for both Gallen and Kelly were skewed, you know, a run to a run and a half. As well, ERA versus FIP. And it's one of the bad things. Your ace is typically, if you're that lower seed, your ace is pitch away from home. And if they have home road splits like these two guys have, it's just a disadvantage. And again, I'll repeat myself. If this thing
seems
goes
like the
back
D-back
to Chase,
pitchers, Tony, that's the key, isn't it, with these guys? They're much better at home, all these D-back pitchers,
absolutely,
than they are on the road.
Absolutely. And Gallen, let's put it this way, I think he pitched 181 innings last year. This year he's already at 230 and change. The year before, in 2001, he was 120. He's gassed. He's pitching on fumes right now. His hard contact is 50%, and he's barreling at 10+. They're hitting him. So we may not see him again unless he's going to be pitching a little bit of short rest, I guess, at game four. He could, but we'll find out.
I think Texas are going to win again tomorrow, personally.
Yeah. They might.
So they're minus 165 favorites right now. The total is 8.5. As far as the series is concerned, The Texas Rangers are now minus 310 favorites. D-backs are plus 250. No, we can't. You can't dismiss the D-backs. We saw them come back against Philadelphia, and they were down. Yeah. You know, they went to Philadelphia. They won the two straight games and all this, but I don't really care about all that. That was in the past. This is now. And I thought the Texas are just going to be able to find a way with these big bats. And, you know, like we said, man, it's actually rare that guys that get big money contracts back it up after. But if Corey Seager leads the Texas Rangers to the World Series, it's going to make our Dodgers look pretty bad, Finn. It's going to be sand in the Dodgers fans' faces here in the Dodgers organization.
Yeah, I'll call the commish. Because the commission said he was the one who said.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
I mean, this year he said,
I blame your buddy, the commissioner. How come you didn't have the power to tell him to keep him?
But his big deal was Seager plus 2,000 for MVP this year. He put a heavy chunk on it because of the rule changes. No shifts. So I think Seager hit more outs because of the shift last year and still hit.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So Texas Rangers minus 164 tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern. Saturday night, Montgomery minus 164. Merrill Kelly plus 138. The total, 8.5. We're looking at FanDuel's numbers right now. And, you know, we can get different books up here going. Rangers are minus 310. Arizona Diamondbacks are plus 250. I'm going to say right now, I think the Texas Rangers win again tomorrow. I think they keep it rolling after the momentum of winning late here. They get the importance of winning again before they go for a three-game set in Arizona. And quite frankly, if Texas win tomorrow, which I think they will, Arizona are going to be in big, big trouble going back home. Like, they, you know what I mean? Texas win two or three in Arizona, which they're very capable of doing. And it's game, set, match. And the series is over in five. I say the Rangers win tomorrow. Cam, what's your pick tomorrow?
Well, Gabe, I got to be honest with you. After what happened tonight, I think the Rangers are probably the play. But as you said before, when I'm on the underdog, I can't get off it now. This is a train that you have to stay on, right? I know the definition of insanity is doing something over and over and over and expecting different results. But hell, let's talk about this. Seager hit a two-run bomb. They win in extra innings. Arizona played their asses off tonight. Problem was, Rangers are clutch. Here's the deal. we got problems now. Because if the Arizona would have won tonight, that 6-7 bet would be golden. But now Montgomery's been great. I agree. Texas has. I know momentum changes game to game. Gabe, I'm probably Texas is the play probably. But as you know, I have to ride Arizona with the plus money. And if I get a split, I'm up money. And, you know, so I don't know. I'm kind of in orbit right now, actually, the way that game ended. It kind of pissed me off. But, yeah, I'm going to probably go back to the Diamondbacks.
Tony, how are you approaching this game tomorrow? Any first five innings, you know, side totals? How are you approaching this? I'm keeping it simple. I think the Rangers get up 2-0. I think they win tomorrow.
I already played them. I played the Rangers tomorrow. I played the Rangers in a 4-game sweep. Well, you guys are talking about that. Just some pizza money on that. But I
we're on the same page, Tony. A lot of people thought I was crazy. I was the only one early in the week. I said, you know what? I think they can sweep them. I said, I know it's a little. I don't want to be a jerk and dismiss the D-backs. But I said, yeah, sweep. It was +850. And then I was like, okay, let's go 5. We're getting, you know, 5 at plus 500, et cetera.
My main reason for doing that, once they announced the umpires and I saw that the Marquez and Radley were going to be umpiring 3 and 4, that's when I played it, because I know these guys have such small strike zones that it's going to force the back end of the Arizona staff, which is not as good, and the front end is struggling, is going to force them to throw the ball across the plate. And in that case, I have to be on Texas.
So you like 8.5, Tony? Gabe, like if we're talking small strike, like then we have to look at the total again.
I'm not betting any unders. I learned my lesson.
And if Tony's saying like small strike zone, you saw what Texas did. One swing of the bat, they tie the game. Like that's 2 runs right there. The home run's the great equalizer when you're talking about overs and totals. You said it, Marenzi. You can't bet under. If it goes under, so be it. It's over or nothing. It's the way you have.
Arizona's offense is pretty good too. They manufacture runs, right? So
yes, they do. Yeah. Yep.
It's hard. 8.5, you could argue it's a dumb bet. It was a dumb, you know, listen, it was the World Series. These pitchers have pitched well. I think, you know, all right, I'll take a shot with the under here tonight. I nearly got it. I had 9. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, they hit a 2-run shot in the 9th inning.
Exactly.
But the thing is, I had, like, I couldn't win both. So I get the stupid split, but I did pick Texas in the series. So I'm happy. It's like, whatever. I'll take it and move on. Okay, football. Let's keep this thing rolling. Mr. Finn, I'll throw it to you. What do you like college football tomorrow? What games catch your eye the most?
Well, I like a pretty big card. I'm did pretty well on Thursday, and tomorrow we're going to go with I like the Louisville Cardinals. I really like this game mostly because Duke's going to be without their quarterback again. If you saw him play last week at Florida State, Duke actually played pretty well, and he got hurt again when you saw he was out. This offense for Duke is not very good without him. So give me Louisville, who's been over. I think they've played above their pay grade this year, but they're playing well. I like them at home. I like Rice +11 against a good Tulane team. They're in there every game. They're in it. They play hard. They're not skilled as the Wave, but I like them plus the points tomorrow. Troy and Texas State, the wind's blowing hard. These two teams, I think the total was about 3 or 4 points too high. I thought it should have been the high 40s.
I'm glad you bring this one up, actually.
Yeah.
This is a classic sort of fire and ice game. I'm looking for an example of, you know, whatever. Yeah. But in a sense of, you got this Texas State team. Kenny comes over here. This offense is unbelievable. They score 39 points a game. They play Loyola Marymount-style basketball, football on a football field, of course, coming from Incarnate Word. And they've been a play-on team here. But then you get Troy, very good defense, but they don't score. To me, it feels advantage Texas State, actually, here.
I wouldn't argue that. I just personally, I was on the under 53.5, and I'd have to look. I need to check these numbers and see what they've done over the week, because I played them all early. But I think I think you're spot on, and I think this game is going to be all about grinding out and possessions. I know Texas State doesn't have to play that way; they're a little more dynamic. But give me the under 53.5. That's what I like. I like Oklahoma to win big, also over Kansas.
I like Texas State +6.5 is the dog.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't know why Troy are 6.5-point road favorites.
You know, you and I will, and the redheaded rageaholic, we all see lines, we say, this is not right, but most of this is public perception.
No, you're right. You're right. Mark Lawrence has a great line that he wrote years ago.
What's that?
always respect the odds maker. You know, when people, I can't believe the numbers that well.
Yeah.
Like, they're right more than you are. So, like, you know what I mean?
Good call, Marenzi.
Yeah, you know what I mean, Cam? Yeah. And sometimes, oh, I can't believe that. It's like, well, then shut up and bet it. But I will. Exactly. I'm just stating. I don't think it should be 6.5 points.
I love that. You just shut up and bet it. Like, yeah. And I know sometimes,
I
Marenzi,
do with people like that all the time. Bit. They tell me, oh, yes, I don't like your yes. picks. Like, I don't care if you like it or not. Go and bet it.
And that's what I say, too. Like, when I take the Denver Broncos +7.5, people like called me an absolute idiot today when I met some people. They're like, oh, Chiefs by 30. Like, I do. We're going to do what we're going to do. And they put numbers out there for a reason. Great call by you, Marenzi. You do your own damn thing. My only issue with me when I find myself still. Sometimes I overanalyze something. Sometimes they just lay bad numbers out there, right? And every game can't be a trap.
Last week, Cam, I fell for it.
Yes.
Remember, Tony, the game last week, UCLA and Stanford. I was like, oh, come on, man. UCLA shouldn't be laying 17.5 points on the road to Stanford. Dude, they won by 60 or something. No, I'm exaggerating, but like they murdered them.
They murdered them. They sure did.
Stanford looked like a high school team. I was like, I don't know how the Stanford team came back on Colorado, man. Like, they're bad, bad. But...
that was voodoo. Well, that's voodoo there.
Yeah, you can't live in the past.
That comeback was wow. Yeah.
But, I do like Texas State, though, guys, plus the points. I like the over 53 in that game. The Volunteers are now 4-point favorites against Kentucky. It's getting up there a little bit, but we should note the Volunteers own Kentucky. They're 8-2 straight up and against the spread the last 10 times that they have played. UCLA are laying 15 to Colorado. Total is 60. In that game. This UCLA offense, they went back to Garbers at the quarterback position. I think we could be looking at an over in that game. Tony, let me ask you about the one in your backyard here because we didn't get to this. I know Cam was asking Rob Vino about this one earlier, but we didn't get to it. We ran out of time. Yeah, Fresno with UNLV. Rebels are getting 9.5. You think Fresno roll them?
Well, here's the problem. I played Fresno at -7 early in the week.
Yeah.
And I played them because, first off, UNLV, if you look at when they're best, you know, their best win's Vanderbilt. And Fresno State has a bad loss, but at Fresno, rain's probably going to be a little bit wet, and the Fresno offense has a huge advantage over UNLV. And if you've watched UNLV, if you've watched them last week against the Colorado State team, that's not very good, guys. I didn't think they were going to pull that game out. They did keep their record intact, but it also, those of us who are on Fresno, I think we benefited a point 2-1.
Man, this is like, I was going to say it's rare. I don't think it's ever happened. When the hell has UNLV, Tony, ever been playing for first place in the conference this late in the year?
No, they haven't been
was
a double
never,
favorite. Over
even with the
points.
Randall Cunningham days, Gabe, were they were there? Was he just a good quarterback? That team wasn't even that good, was it? Were they?
No,
they weren't,
they
good.
Weren't that good. No.
You know, never.
So when?
Randall Cunningham was the leading punter as well. UNLV led the nation in punting, longest punting average.
Amazing. Yeah. That's fantastic.
He used to punt for the Eagles a lot, actually. He was the king of the pooch punt. Where they were like, they'd snap it to him, and he'd be like, what? And I remember once they were like, once in the NFL, Randall, can we look it up? He kicked like a 91-yard punt. I think he has the NFL record. And people were like, oh, my God, this guy's a great athlete. And I was like, he was a punter at UNLV. They saw him in practice once, and they were like, damn, you can kick a ball. And he goes, watch this.
Yeah.
Boom. And they were like, you're the punter. You're the quarterback. Yeah. What a unique thing, huh? You're the quarterback and punter.
That's so cool. In my football,
he was the best, Randall Cunningham. Like, his athlete, there's a video of him. There's another one. I don't know if it's on. He's like kind of before YouTube, but I don't know. Tony, remember, like, Randall Cunningham, he's on the 50-yard line, and he's on one knee, and he threw it through the uprights.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Like, he's on one knee, Cam, at the 50, and he, boom, he throws it, and he throws it through the because in the old days, like, wow, a big deal, throw 50 yards through the air. He was like one knee.
Like, know what I miss though, Gabe? I miss punters with timepieces like Reggie Roby. Bring back punters with watches. That guy was the best. He had like a nice watch out there punting. That guy, different times right now, man. It was more fun back then.
I saw the best Reggie Roby story the other day, like a couple of days ago.
Reggie Roby, you guys wearing a Rolex out there? Thanks, Reggie.
No, I'm telling you, Reggie Roby. He told a story about why he got cut.
What a piece of work it was.
Yeah, it was a story in history here about the owner saw him with like two or three girls at the same point.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. cold foam cold brew coffee and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time didn't like his lifestyle. He's like going to an orgy type thing.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Talking about great punters in the National Football League history, Cam brought up Reggie Roby, who was really more famous because he wore a watch on the field, right? Let's just call it. And there wasn't a lot of brother punters. So, you know, so it was like, oh, yeah, you know, Reggie Roby, the dude who wears the watch. But I've had the greatest punter of all time on my show, Tony, a bunch of times, actually. Used to be, Mitch Scribner's a good punter.
Bucky Scribner's on your show?
Bucky Scribner! I love you, Tony.
Best punter ever, man. This is like a no debate, no argument type of thing. Ray RG. Guy.
Yes! Oh. Ray Guy is the best of all time. There's no argument any other way. He is amazing, bro.
And Ray Guy, I just should know, because we're talking about Randall Cunningham being the punter and quarterback. Ray Guy was actually the Raiders' backup quarterback.
Cool. Al Davis. Just for the record,
like if someone got hurt and stuff, they were like, Guy, you're the quarterback. Why? Yeah. Because he also played quarterback. And, dude, Ray Guy at Southern Miss, the dude threw like six no hitters or something, Ken. Like Ray Guy is a pitcher. Like I had Ray Guy on. He wrote a book. So I used to have all these guys who wrote books. Like I added in with the publishing company. So I had Ray Guy on a bunch of times and I was going over his things. I was like, oh my God. You know, another one like that, people don't realize the great Damon Allen. Tony, Damon Allen is Marcus Allen's brother, the great running back.
Yeah.
Damon Allen's thrown for more yards than anybody, like if you combine all the leagues and stuff like that. But I'm sitting with Damon Allen once on a TV set, and he's got a bunch of rings and whatever, and all these winner guys, they like to boast all the time, right? Oh, yeah, you know, this is what I won that, and I won this, and you know what I mean? He's like going off, and turns out he's a national champion baseball, too, Cal State Fullerton.
Yeah.
So it's just so badass. I won the College World Series twice. He just cashed it. He goes, I won the College World Series twice, like whatever. Like I was like, wow. I just wanted to ask him. I was like, did your brother really sleep with OJ's wife and what happened and all that, like in that murder thing? I was like, I don't think I know him well enough to ask him.
First round draft pick, Ray Guy.
Ray Guy,
only punter ever. First round.
No, 23rd pick overall. Yeah. Should have been in the Hall of Fame quicker. They finally put him in. That's why I used to have him on. Yeah. Every year I'd be like, get Ray Guy in the Hall of Fame. They finally put him in. All right, Kev, what's your best bets here? Because I got to get to my best bets, and we'll get Tony's NFL plays. But what do you got for us?
Sure. I'll tell you something afterwards, Gabe. Your guy in golf is like doing really well right now. He's on page one of the leaderboard. Valimac.
Yeah, my Finnish guy. No one brought him up. I picked that out of the sky. I was like, this
Finnish
guy's
doing great right now in Qatar. Noah's doing well. All the cold weather guys, the Scots and the Finns, they like it in Qatar, baby. Let's roll the picks for the NFL. Let's have some fun tonight. As we talk about, you know what? People are going to do their thing. I understand Kansas City, they're wicked. But they're also going to be going to Germany the week after. Andy Reid's one of those guys. You know, sometimes he keeps some tricks in the bag. So, guys, I like the Denver Broncos getting 7.5. It's one of those games. I'm betting it. Sometimes you got to plug your nose and hold your breath. Let's remember the last time they played, Morency. 10.5 was the spread. Harrison Butker kicked a 62-yard field goal in that game, too, to cover by the hook. So Denver can linger. I think they're playing a little bit better right now, so I'm going to take that. You guys know I got to take some weird games. I like the Carolina Panthers this week. I know it might be a popular dog, and I'm a little bit scared about it, but, you know, we're getting 3.5. I think the offense has changed. I like the fact that Frank Reich is not calling these plays anymore. I think Carolina's going to come out of the break and do well. So I see a really tight game, so I'm going to take the dog plus 3.5. I like that spot right there. This one, Gabe, Bovey and all these guys, this is where people have disagreed with me all week. I love Dallas this week. I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to murder the Rams. I like them at home. In these situations, they've beaten teams by 30, 24. This is what they do. I know there's flaws with this football team, but the reason I like them is also the defensive pressure I think they can get on Matt Stafford. And I have a lot of respect for Matt Stafford. He's been like basically a tackling dummy this year, but he is going to get pummeled in that game. I think the Cowboys win by 13. I like the Seattle Seahawks. I usually don't bet my team or put them in the thing. Gabe, I got it at 3, but it's 3.5. I think you like the same pick. This is a spot. PJ Walker going across country. I think the Seahawks bring their A game, getting a lot healthier as well. So I think Seattle can win this game by 7 to 10 points. I've been riding the Browns hard. You know, Morency, like against San Francisco and stuff, they've been good to me. But this is the week I get off the Browns and get on the Seattle Seahawks. I have a few more, too. And I have a money line parlay, minus 122, with the Detroit Lions to win their game with the Chargers. Listen, I know the Chargers burn money. I know they suck, okay? But like they'll let you down. But they're not losing this game to the Bears, and the Detroit Lions are going to absolutely mop up the floor with the Raiders on Monday Night Football. It's only minus 122. Those are the plays in the National Football League. College and going light, I'll probably have about 5 to 10 more plays tomorrow. These are the ones I put together now. Gabe, I've talked about this with you. You convinced me, and the more I think about it, I think this team can win outright, so we're taking them as dogs. The Utah Utes. Give me 6.5 with Utah. They're a very battle-tested team. I love their running back now, two-position player, and I don't care if it's against USC. This team is battle-tested. You got to go up to and play in altitude there. I think it's a tight game with the Oregon Ducks. I'm taking Georgia Tech plus 12.5. I know North Carolina's offense is prolific, but I think this is a spot for the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech. I'm getting 12.5 in that spot, and this could be a bad spot, but every time I bet this team in a bad spot, they've come through. I know it's a dangerous game, Gabe, going against my Beavers. I'm taking Arizona plus 3.5. I worry about this one a little bit, but I'm betting it. And by the way, Tony, I love your Rice bet. Rice is not a side dish anymore. It's a full meal. They've been cashing tickets and winning money for us this year. Let's go Rice. Yeah. Rice-a-roni.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Cam. We'll get to Tony's NFL picks momentarily. Get to my college. We've got a bunch of college picks here. I'll do a video later as well. I usually do a video every Friday night. I usually do it posted after the show. Listen, Penn State lost last week. What better way to silence the boosters and people that are frustrated right now than kicking the crap out of Indiana? But it's not hard to do. Everybody's been rolling Indiana. It's a lot of points. Listen, it was 32. It's actually come down to 31 right now. So you're getting 31 here. Lay the points with the Penn State Nittany Lions. Look for them to destroy Indiana. Army get UMass. Listen, I don't know how the hell New Mexico State lost to UMass to start this season, but they did. But if you look at UMass in the last month in their football games, so they lost 63-0 to Penn State. Now, Army are not Penn State, but just to put in context, they lost 63-0 to Penn State. They lost 41-24. They lost 17-17 to Toledo. Arkansas State beat them 52-28. We see a pattern here. UMass are not going to be able to deal with the Army ground attack here. Lay the 9.5 points with the military academy. Oklahoma and Kansas. This game's going to be a track meet. There's going to be a ton of points put up on the board here. Let's go with the over 66 here, Oklahoma and Kansas. I'm going to go with the over in South Carolina and Texas A&M. I'm a little bit concerned about South Carolina not doing enough. They don't really have to give me much, though. I really do believe, and let's throw a team total in here on Texas A&M. Texas A&M are going to murder these guys. I think they're going to win. Fisher needs like a nice route win to shut people up as well. I look for Texas A&M. The number's getting crazy up to 17 now. Look for A&M to win this game like 44-10 or something like that. I think the game's going to go over. I think Texas A&M are going to get to the 40s. And, you know, South Carolina should be able to give us 10, 14 points in this game. Let's go over the number. We'll lay the points with South Carolina as well, but we can only get too many, so many picks into the page here. Georgia Bulldogs. These guys are slow starters, man. We've seen it. We know it. Georgia have only covered the number once in all their football games this year, but they have a pattern of sort of pulling away late after an early scare. I look for the Florida Gators to come out hot in this football game early. We're getting 3.5 in the first quarter. So give me the Gators plus 3.5 in the first quarter. And give me the Florida Gators plus the points in the first half as well. Mississippi State and Auburn. Auburn Tigers haven't won an SEC game yet this year. Their offense is ranked 121st out of 133 teams in passing. They're brutal. They can't put points up on the board, this Auburn team. Mississippi State can't score either. But Mississippi State actually have 4 wins, and they're knocking on the door here. They're getting closer to qualifying for a bowl game. This is going to come down to the wire here. I think Auburn might be able to get their first conference win of the season, but not by 7 points. Give me Mississippi State plus the points in that football game, and give me the under 41. We had Brent Beard on the show, SEC Insider. I told him I think that it's like a 20-17 game. He said, "You're crazy. It'll be 14-10. That's way too many points." Drew Martin's an Auburn guy, and coincidentally, yep, he said, "I think the final score is going to be like 14-10 or something like that." Yeah. Like, everybody that follows the SEC closely believes that this is going to be no points on the board. I agree. I like the under. Hey, my score still stays under at 20-17. Utah Utes, obviously, we're taking the Utes plus a 6.5 against the Ducks. Could take them, sprinkle on the money lines as well. This game's going to be whoever has the ball last wins type of football game. I also think the total is too light in this game at 47.5. Yeah, we got some good defenses, but too much speed on the field. This game's going to be like, you know, 30-27, 27-24 type of deal. It's going to, you know, creep over. It'll get into the low 50s. Let's go over the number in that game. Quickly, as far as the National Football League is concerned, we've just got a quick six-pack here for you. The Atlanta Falcons. In action here. I know Tennessee is kind of a trendy pick with the hipsters this week. Starting rookie quarterbacks in their first game, they rarely win, all right? And Will Levis was a nice prospect and all that, but he's going to have problems. The Atlanta Falcon defense is very good. Their only problem is Desmond Ridder turns the ball over all the time. Look for a low-scoring, just sort of ugly game. Not to mention, Tennessee's about to trade everybody. Derrick Henry's going to get traded on Tuesday. So I got to wonder where their head is at, this Tennessee Volunteer team with the kid quarterback coming in here. Let's go with the Falcons on the money line, minus 145. I've sort of flipped on this game in my head, but when it's all said and done, I like the points with the New York Giants here. I think it's going to be a close game with the New York Jets. I think the bye week actually does hurt the Jets, and it takes away some of their momentum. Tyrod Taylor can get rid of the ball quickly. He just moves a little bit quicker with him than Daniel Jones. In a total toss-up game, we're getting to 3 points. There's talk about Brock Purdy playing now or whatnot. I don't care. Either way, give me the Bengals plus 4. I think it's going to be a close game. I agree with Cam and the Seattle Seahawks. Even though we're starting to hear that Ford could be playing in this game, I think it's a bad spot for Cleveland going to the West Coast, to the Pacific Northwest. I think the Chargers are going to light up the Bears and kill the Bears on Sunday night football. And the Detroit Lions roll the Raiders on Monday night football. Tony, what do you think of my plays?
Most of your plays I would agree with. I do disagree with the Jets and the Giants. I think the Jets are the better team. I think they're in a better situation. They're listed as the Giants are listed as the home team, right? I think they are, yes. But there's no home
Giants
field
advantage
here. Yeah, no home field advantage. I think that maybe, just maybe, and they'll probably prove me wrong, but I'm on the Jets because I believe they finally kind of figured out how to handle the quarterback situation what he can do, what he can't. What, you know, this is – Zach is a was a pretty good college quarterback. I never thought he was going to be a good professional quarterback. But in this situation, I just like the Jets minus that small number. In fact, I'd like them to win by double digits. My big play really is Baltimore. Yeah, I like Baltimore. You know,
they're rolling the cards.
Well, they did Arizona did perfect. Weren't they perfect? They came out swinging, and we know they were going to tank, and they want this number one pick. They want to get the USC Trojan quarterback. But for three games, they win two of them, right? They upset Dallas. Since then, lost by 19, 14, 17, 10, and now the tank is, you know, it's starting to fill up, and they're going to get where they want to go. Lamar Jackson, I've never trusted him away from home. I do trust him here in Arizona. I like him by 20.
This is Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing Leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're at a 3-minute warning here. Shout out to all of our guests for joining us tonight. We had a full house on the program. Quick recap. We were wrong about the Sacramento King game, which is unfortunate because we really could have done some nice damage tonight. But for those of you that were paying attention and it tailed us, congratulations. We jumped in on that in-game under 9.5 with the LA King game. That's a winner. The Vancouver Canucks were a winner. We told you about the under. Let's go under the 6.5 in the Canucks game. They end up winning the game 5-0. Canucks in action once again on Saturday night against the New York Rangers. And, man, it's hard to get in front of this team right now. And especially, this is pretty crazy. The Rangers are -150 favorites right now on the overnight line against the Vancouver Canucks team that are now 5-2 through 7 games. Just won 5-0 on home ice. Yeah, they're playing back-to-back, but they're playing at home. And most of these Canuck players, like, literally live in condos that are across the street from the arena. So this is not like, you know, they're going to go back to work in the morning here. Hard not to like the Canucks tomorrow night at +130. Tony, on the way out here, give us a best bet in the morning here. College of football, early game.
I've, I like Oklahoma. I know you like the over. I love Oklahoma tomorrow. They're going to throw on Kansas. Like, it's just stupid. It's going to be
Yeah,
bad.
I like Dylan Gabriel 30. Over 2.5 touchdown passes.
Yes,
we
yes,
plus money
yes,
with that,
yes.
too.
And I give a shout out real quickly for Michael Porter Jr., who had 10 rebounds and 9 points at halftime. I got to double with him, plus 375. He ends with 9 points and 13 rebounds. No points in the second half.
Thank Cam, you. Any golf picks on the way out?
Well, we're doing really well, Marantz. We got 3 guys in the top 10. I'm going to live bet. You know what? Your boy Valimaki actually might win this tournament. He's 13-1 live right now. He's only about 3 shots off the pace. Watch out for him. You said it, Marantz. Healthy and strong.
Wow.
All right. So follow me on Twitter, @SportsRage, Twitter X. And I'll be doing videos. We'll have a ton of picks, man. We got all that MLS soccer tomorrow, too. MLS playoffs. Are here, college football. Great job, Tommy, and Master Control. We'll see you online. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.